Nick said, "All right." He was looking away so as not to see what his father was doing. "There, that gets it," said his father, and put something into the basin. Nick didn't look at it. "Now," his father said, "there's some stitches to put in. You can watch this or not, Nick, just as you like. I'm going to sew up the incision I made." Nick did not watch. His curiosity had been gone for a long time. His father finished and stood up. Uncle George and the three Indian men stood up. Nick put the basin out in the kitchen. Uncle George looked at his arm. The young Indian smiled reminiscently. "I'll put some peroxide on that, George," the doctor said. He bent over the Indian woman. She was quiet now, and her eyes were closed. She looked very pale. She did not know what had become of the baby or anything. "I'll be back in the morning," the doctor said, standing up. "The nurse should be here from St. Ignace by noon, and she'll bring everything we need." He was feeling exalted and talkative, as football players are in the dressing room after a game. "That's one for the medical journal, George," he said. "Doing a cesarean with a jackknife and sewing it up with 9-foot tapered gut leaders?" Uncle George.